This is Bird Note. You just heard the grunt of a cormorant, the whistle of a cardinal, and the song of a song sparrow. Nearly all birds produce sound through an organ unique to birds, the syrinx. The syrinx is a set of muscles and membranes located where the two branches of the bronchial tubes converge to become the trachea. An adjacent air sac helps build pressure in the syrinx. In many songbirds, this whole song-producing apparatus is not much bigger than a raindrop. The syrinx is extremely efficient at creating sound, using nearly all of the air that passes through it. Let's listen again to the limited vocal range of the cormorant, whose syrinx is controlled by only one set of muscles. The cardinal, a familiar bird of central and eastern states, creates its pure whistle by producing sound in its left and right bronchial tubes simultaneously. The song sparrow, like many other songbirds, has 5 to 7 pairs of muscles that govern the syrinx. It puts forth a cascade of trills and notes as if singing a duet with itself. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
At the tone, you'll be listening to WSTL.
A lot of people have asked me if I could do another whistling song after the Mexican Whistler. Well, of course I will, with pleasure. This is called the Russian Whistling Song, for want of a better name, and it goes like this.
One Deck Pete presents Give a Little Whistle.
Futures was magisch. futur, c'est un avancement dans le futur. Futures was magisch for us.
Я сегодня до зари. Thank you.
Et puis, ce sera un grand plaisir pour nos oreilles.
Allons-y pour un petit premier extrait de Cours au Savoy.
Merci.
The latest rage for kids is driving parents and entire neighborhoods crazy. It's called a whistle tip, and it's welded inside a car's muffler to make the car screechingly loud for nearly a mile. Well, tomorrow night, Oakland residents will be complaining officially to City Hall officials. Crown 4's Mark Jones has the story live in Oakland this evening. Mark.
Well, Pam, city residents have been told this noise is perfectly legal, so tomorrow they hope to start the process to change the law.
Nearly every muffler shop in Oakland is installing whistler tips. It's a piece of metal welded inside the exhaust pipes that makes the car audible for almost a mile.
Tell me about the whistles.
The whistles go whoo!
Anybody that has it in their neighborhood is going to be totally driven crazy.
It sounds like what?
Well, you want to whoo whoo. It's that whoop whoop.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got the flows. They didn't trip off the flow masters.
That decoration, man. It's just for decoration. That's it and that's all, man. We do it for decoration.
You have it on your car?
Yeah, I got it on my car.
It was being installed on their car. Roxanne Brun says the high-pitched tone, like the squeal of a BART train that doesn't stop, is keeping her awake at night. Police have told her it is legal.
They think it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not going away.
And it's driving you nuts.
It's driving me nuts. I work at home. I can't concentrate when it goes on for you know, hours.
Some neighbors are saying way too loud.
That's only in the morning. You're supposed to be up cooking breakfast or somebody, and so that's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo!
Bub Rub and Little Sis were proud to show it off. Some Oakland residents will complain about the noisemakers Tuesday night at the city council meeting. Until the law changes, Marcelo Cabrera says he will keep installing them. Would you want it in your neighborhood?
No, I won't. I won't, but that's what I want. And, you know, my business is sell the pipe, so I have to sell whatever they want. And whatever people want, I'll sell it.
An AC Transit bus driver told us the noise is so loud you can't even hear the siren from an approaching ambulance. So far, they've caused no known accidents in Oakland March.
I do what I want, I say what I want, I wear what I want. I'm walking away, you know I don't mind, I chill by myself, you know I'm flying. Don't you dare go and push me around, 'cause I'll double down. 'Cause I don't care, no, not at all, and I never fall. And every time I roll the dice, snake eyes never come as a surprise. Dismantle you with your own tools, no time to explain. You know I'm flying. You ain't ever gonna get me down.
This skiffle group. It meets how often?
Well, we usually have a rehearsal about once a week.
Mm-hmm. Where?
At Jim Page's house. That's central for all of us, and I suppose his mother has to like skiffle.
That's right, she's long-suffering one. You made this instrument, I understand, like Anthony. You're a chap who makes his own instruments, too.
Yes.
Did it take long to make?
About 5 months, on and off.
Yeah. Did it come out all right? What I mean, or did it, when you finished making it, did it not play in tune?
Well, no, it came out as I hoped.
It did?
Yes.
Yeah. You going to make another one?
Yes, I hope. Well, I'm going to make a bigger one with a curved front. Bigger, better, better tone, the lot.
Hmm. You're going to make something as well.
Yes,
so they told me, a
balalaika.
Yes, part of the way through building it.
Now then, I also happen to know that you're going to be a research chemist too. Not a research chemist,
a
research physicist.
Yes.
Are you?
An electrical research.
What is it about Epsom skifflers that makes them want to be research workers, do you think?
Scientific minded, that's right.
I expect it is. Yeah, what sort of research do you want to do?
On electrical research.
Why electrical?
Well, electricity, they tell me, is the lifeblood of the country now.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's physics anyway, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now you're going to go into what?
The cotton song.
Cotton song. Cotton away.
When I was a little baby, my mammy used to rock me in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, not a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Now when them cotton balls get rocking, we don't make very much cotton in them old cotton fields back home, way back home. It was down in Louisiana, not a mile from Texarkana, in them cotton fields back home. And now when I was just 16, I went on down to New Orleans, them old cotton fields back home, way back home. It was down in Louisiana, not a mile from Texarkana, in them old cotton fields back home. Now when them cotton balls get rotten, we don't think very much cotton.
Thank you.
You can laugh at my behavior.